There are three other members of the Board of Trustees of the university, and I would like to present them to you. The first one is one of our most able and charming members of the board, Mrs. Frances B. Watkins.
It's a most uplifting contrast to turn from consideration of preparation for war and the destruction of human lives to consideration of the purpose of this building, which will be dedicated to the saving of lives and the advancement of human welfare. I wish all citizens of the state could be brought to a full realization of the wonderful return on the investment of tax dollars in this building, return in medical care, medical teaching, and medical research. It would make them very happy about that investment and very proud of their great state university.
The next member has been a member of the board for 10 years, past president of the board, Park Livingston.
Mr. Williamson, Governor Stevenson, our good friend, Dr. Stoddard, Dr. Ivey, my colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, too many of us, when we think of hospitals, think strictly in terms of custodial care or surgery. When you think in terms of a university, or you have a fine medical school associated with a hospital, you change those concepts. Speaking strictly as a layman, but having this 10 years of experience, there's no service that the university renders in this area of teaching, research, or education more important, in my judgment, than that which we're doing when we erect hospitals that go into the areas of the unsolved things. If you will reflect the last few years of the things that God Almighty has let the bright men of this world unlock, we have great hopes in the next few years when you see things that are taking place under men like Ivy. And there's not a member of our board that isn't thrilled with the knowledge that this building is going ahead and that it'll soon be a building of service and teaching.
The third of these fellow board members has been a member of the Board of Trustees for 18 years. He is superintendent of the Cook County Hospital and a very eminent surgeon, Dr. Carl Meyer.
President Williamson, Governor Stevenson, President Stoddard, it's a great pleasure for me to be here today and at this dedication because I've been on this West Side campus for a period since 1914. Great school, the University of Illinois Medical School and the Pharmacy and Dentistry, represents a great effort on the part of the university downstate to build one of the really great institutions of this country. We not alone have the largest medical school in the country, but we have the only pharmacy school in the state and one of the very few dental schools, the third. Is the monument here to bring to this institution a great number of patients who direly need the services of specialists in medicine. These problems that need to be solved have to be solved by the university. The ordinary run of patients can be handled by the general practitioners of this community, and the general run can also be handled at the Cook County Hospital. But when we come to the deeper problems in solving the more intricate cases, it is up to the university to do that. And I say a word, too, to some of the men that are here on the political lines, that we should not burden this institution with patients who are not of investigative material. In other words, that we should take the more serious cases that need to be solved and utilize it and utilize that material here for this study. We should make this the great medical school of this country. And that I'm sure we can do with Governor Stevenson's behalf, in his behalf, and in the president of the university. I'm leaving one other thing to be said today, and that is that the great need of this community in this district and not out is a great psychiatric institute. We all realize that the institutions are full, that Governor Stevenson is working day and night with a very eminent man with him to solve this great problem. But if we are to release and keep from these institutions patients, then in this very center should be a large institution devoted to patients who can be cured and not sent to the institution for permanent care.
And now we have one more gentleman whose customary modesty caused him to leave his name from the program. He's a man you all know and respect, wearing a coonskin cap. The dynamo, the great spark plug of this area, the Chicago, Illinois Medical, Dental, Pharmacy, and Nursing Schools, Dr. Andrew C. Ivey.
Williamson, Governor Stevenson, President Stoddard, ladies and gentlemen, life is replete with paradoxes, too many of which are tragic and depressing. On the one hand, we live in the dark hour of a gifted age because Chicago and our nation is now preparing against atomic, bacterial, and chemical warfare. On the other hand, we are gathered here today to dedicate one of the many present-day evidences of man's humanity to man, namely a hospital to promulgate medical care and research. And I am prompted to say at this time that I wish I could put the world in this hospital and treat the mental disorder which afflicts it. Statesmen have recognized that the public health is the foundation on which repose the happiness of the people and the power of the country, and that the care of the public health is the first duty of a statesman. It has been frequently said that the best measure of the success of a government is the extent and quality of its health and its education. According to recent trends in medicine, it is very probable that when the box in this cornerstone that we are laying today is opened, unless it is opened prematurely by an atomic bomb, the life expectancy will approximate 100 years. The achievements in medicine have magnified some old and have created some new problems. I have in mind the problem of the degenerative diseases and old age, and the problem of population and hunger. I am certain that physical and chemical science can provide the necessities and comforts of life for billions more of people. I am certain that medical science can adequately solve the problem of premature aging. On the basis of existing conditions in the world and the relative failure of the social sciences to develop a science of humankind, the people of the world will be struggling with these problems when this box is opened. However, I hope and pray to God that this prediction may be wrong. On behalf of our present and future faculty and students, on behalf of the patients who shall occupy this hospital, I shall record gratitude to all those whose efforts have provided these physical facilities, which may long abide as a mansion for merciful and noble service to humanity. May this building stand from generation to generation as a realistic symbol of faith, hope, and charity among the surrounding buildings, which serve as a center of knowledge, of service, and of a more abundant life. May those who follow us in service in this and these buildings uphold the same high ideals of devotion to truth and service which we found in less modern halls and develop much better methods for ministering to their fellow man. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ivey. Now, I am sure you have all seen this little program of the event this morning. In addition to the distinguished names appearing on that program, there are among us today a number of special guests whose names I would like to read, but not ask to stand because they are already standing. And I would suggest also that you please refrain from applauding until I have completed this list. In addition to those who will be introduced otherwise, Provost Coleman Griffith of the University, Dean Cavaney, Dean of the Undergraduate Division at the Navy Pier, Elizabeth Geiger, Director of Nursing, University of Illinois and Cook County School of Nursing, Francis Powell, Director of Nursing Service, Cook County Hospital, Emily Cardew, Director of University of Illinois Affiliate Program in Nursing Education, Mrs. Warren Cole, President of the University of Illinois Women's Auxiliary, Mrs. Laird, Director of Nursing, Research and Educational Hospitals, Mr. Overbeck, Business Manager of the University of Illinois Cook County School of Nursing. Other special guests are Dr. John J. Shiner, Dean of the Chicago Medical School, Mr. L. F. Grasby, Administrator of Loyola University Hospital, Mr. Fred Haler, Director of Public Welfare for the State of Illinois, Dr. Walter Theobald, President of the Medical Center Commission, Mr. George Milester, Medical Center Commission Executive Vice President, Mr. Leslie Reed, Administrator, Presbyterian Hospital, Mr. Lester Gerber, Superintendent of the Illinois Eye and Ear Infirmary, Mr. Edward Ruhrwein, Secretary of the Medical Center, YMCA, Medical Center YMCA, excuse me. Dean John Sheehan of Loyola University, Strict School of Medicine, Mr. Leo Lyons, Administrator, St. Luke's Hospital, Dr. Paul Lepko, Director of Medical Service, Department of Public Welfare. There are also some of the men who are responsible for the active construction of this building: Mr. Patrick Warren, the general contractor, Dean E. Perkham, Filter Manufacturing Company, Harold Swanson, Otis Elevator Company, Mr. Shirley C. Pulsey, Waterford Electric Company. In addition to these people, we are very pleased to have with us at least two members of the General Assembly, Senator T. Mac Downey of Macomb, Illinois, and Senator Marshall Karjak of Chicago, Illinois. It may be that other members of the legislature have arrived, If so, would you please hold up the hand? Other members of the legislature? Darrell Downey, State Representative Joliet. Now we will adjourn outside to the more rigorous portion of the program.